You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Today is going to be a hot one. The National Weather Service says it will be hot and humid through the Fox Valley, central Wisconsin, and the northeast Wisconsin region. Heat indices are expected to reach triple digits, and a heat advisory is in effect for most of the listening area. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is sharing some helpful tips with residents on keeping their homes cool while saving energy. We've still got about 6 weeks of summer, and of course that means hot weather, and residents looking to stay cool can save money by taking some simple steps, like keeping the blinds and curtains closed, unplugging electronics like the television when they're not being used, and making sure the air conditioner's filter is clean. Officials are also reminding residents that it's illegal for utility companies to disconnect electrical services during a heat advisory. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is conducting an investigation into an officer-related death in De Pere in northeast Wisconsin. Just before 1 a.m. Saturday, dispatch got a call of a person with a rifle at a boat launch. Officers from the De Pere Police Department, Brown County Sheriff's Office, and Ashwaubenon Public Safety responded. When they attempted to negotiate with the person, officers from De Pere and Ashwaubenon fired their weapons when the subject showed the rifle. The person was pronounced dead at the scene. The involved officers are on administrative leave as the DOJ investigates. Fewer college credits will be required for officers applying to be part of the Green Bay Police Department after the Police and Fire Commission approved a change to recruitment and hiring processes during its meeting last week. The city currently has 15 open positions and 7 upcoming retirements this year in the police department. Limited applicants and increased competition are among the issues facing the GPPD. To expedite the hiring process and make it easier to fill vacancies, the Police and Fire Commission will review applications and schedule interviews every week rather than quarterly. They'll also replace the report writing test with a written exam and will drop the college credit requirement for officers who have not yet completed the police academy from 60 to 40 credits. Once hired, new recruits will receive 20 college credits upon completion of the police academy. Officers who have already completed the academy will be required to have 60 college credits. The department will start using the new recruiting standards and processes within the next month. Wisconsinites will soon get a break on their utility bills. Under the new state biennial budget, residents will no longer need to pay state sales taxes on their electric and natural gas bills year-round. The state sales tax exemption had previously applied only from November to April, when utility bills tend to be higher due to winter weather. Under the new budget, the sales tax exemption would apply year-round and is estimated to save residents a combined nearly $180 million over the next 2 years. The state sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. While home prices are remaining high, there are some positive trends for potential home buyers in recent months. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For 3 of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market.
The median price for a home in Wisconsin was $340,000 in June. As part of EAA Air Venture 2025, the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company donated its last remaining blimp gondola frame to the EAA Museum. The frame will become part of a new children's exhibit. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Goodyear blimp, making the donation even more memorable. In addition to the donation, visitors got the rare opportunity to see two blimps, Wingfoot, with its vintage wrap inspired by the first branded Goodyear blimp Pilgrim, and Wingfoot 2 were in Oshkosh for the duration of the fly-in convention. Speaking of EAA, the numbers are in, and it was another record-breaking year. As the skies over Wisconsin began to quiet and EAA AirVenture 2025 came to a close Sunday, officials announced that 691,000 visitors from 80 different countries were part of the event. That's about 5,000 more than last year's record-breaking attendance. 15,000 people camped on the grounds, 3,000 of them aircraft campers. EAA AirVenture 2026 next year will be July 20th through the 26th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field. That'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas, and the Brewers walk off the Marlins.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there. So
that's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writer showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low near 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.